880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are live this week from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to talk about commercial real estate. We're going to discuss the University of Florida commercial real estate forecast. We're going to also get an update on the state of higher education up there in Gainesville. As a starter, the Dow Jones gave up a little bit of its gains yesterday that it realized when Ben Bernanke said that he would hold rates steady with his continuation of quantitative easing. U.S. home buying is rushing to new heights as people try to lock in these historic low interest rates for the last time. And I can only tell you that the guys I know trying to borrow money in the commercial real estate market are all agitated that they couldn't catch the 10-year treasury as it briefly dipped below 2.7% yesterday. Dow Jones drifted down again. So the market continues to vacillate without understanding what direction the Fed's going to take in the midterm. We're going to be right back with Tim Becker. We're going to be joined by other executives from across the state talking about real estate, including Jeff Kahn from Jacksonville, Todd Jones from Tampa, Scott McLaren with Stiles Corporation from Fort Lauderdale, and Professor David Ling from Gainesville will give us an overhead from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Executive Retreat for Real Estate. We'll be right back after this short break. Tim Becker, the center director, is already holding back after this.
The time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
I get fired up every time I hear that. I can't wait for Sunday to come. 4 o'clock kickoff. I'll be there tailgating early with Jason, Larry, and the rest of the team. And as a high-powered executive, you got to demand the best for your health. And with a UHealth executive physical, you get that. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge who's going to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
And I want to remind everybody to order your Love and Healing license plate, especially designed by fame artist Romero Brito. You can go to www.lawrencekids.org. Join my mom, my wife, myself, my friends, and concerned citizens from across the state, and get your pre-order in today. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is Jim Freed. And before we get into the UF Center for Real Estate Studies hour talking about Florida real estate, I want to remind everybody to join me on October 8th at the annual CBRE Multi-Housing Summit. It's going to bring together over 450 owners, operators, investors, and multifamily experts for a day of thought leadership and networking. Building on last year's success, the focus of this year's event is acquisitions, dispositions, financing, and management of multi-housing property. In 2012, over 380 attendees and over 300 firms were represented. Contact CBRE's team at 646-862-6136. Join Steve Owens, the keynote speaker from Swire Properties, and me, Jim Freed, at the event. It's going to be terrific. And while you're at it, coming up even sooner, next Thursday, September 22nd, Runwade. It's D. Wade's event. Go to www.runwade.org. Carnival, Neiman Marcus, and Hublot join to sponsor this event. It's going to be from 6:30 to 10:30 at the Moore Building in the Design District. An awesome event. My wife and I are going to be there. It's a great venue, great people, great times. Runwade event. Make sure you go to www.runwade.org. There's packages available for just about anybody. You want to make sure you go to that event. And oh, by the way, I want to also make sure you join me at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, Sunset Over Miami. That 16th annual event will take place on October 17th, 2013, from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's going to be a terrific event. It's always a place where the best networking leadership gets together for the real estate industry. It's going to be Thursday, October 17th at the Port of Miami, Terminal E, 6:30 to 9 p.m. For more information, go to dial 786-866-8446 or email sunsetovermiami@jewishmiami.org. Hey, now that the housekeeping's over, I heard you bleeding in a little bit. Are you there for real? Tim Becker, director of the Kelly Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies.
Jim.
Tim. Tim, you got to call back. I really can't hear you. You're on a bad line. So call me right back. We'll have Tim Becker from the Center for Real Estate Studies calling right back in. We're going to have Tim Becker talking about all of the real estate activities that are going to go on, all of the real estate topics that they've been talking about. They just had their emerging trends in real estate. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about higher education. We're going to talk about all of the things that have been going on in real estate, the impact of Ben Bernanke and quantitative easing, the impact of the fabulously high-paced velocity of condo sales in South Florida. Who would have thunk that that would have happened this quick, that that would have turned around so fast? And by the way, it's not all that hot in other parts of the state. That's why we've got the folks from the University of Florida on. They're going to tell us all about what's going on in other parts of the state because it's not as strong in other areas as it is here in South Florida. And oh, by the way, it's not as strong in other areas of product types other than a condo. If you're not a condo broker and you're not a real estate leasing agent for shopping centers and restaurants in particular, it probably isn't the strongest time for you either. So Tim's going to tell us where the hot places are to do real estate, what the thoughts are in the market. Tim's back on the line. He got that bad cell phone. He got the gerbil hooked up. He hooked up on a real line. Tim, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's busy up here. It's hard to find good reception at a hotel.
Well, you got to go to the hard line in the business center when we go on break.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I thought I emailed that to you. But, hey, you're a rocket scientist. What do you know?
Nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. All right, so, Tim, how's it going up there? What's going on? Tell me a little bit about what's going on at the Center for Real Estate Study, the executive board, and the other stuff that's been happening up there.
Well, Jim, we're having a great start to our conference here. We had our 28 MSRE students speak to our advisory board members just about an hour ago, and kicked off a great event with terrific industry professionals.
Well, you know, one of the things that I always harp on is that we need more careers and not jobs. And those are people that are there looking to enhance their careers. Now, what was your placement rate for the people that graduated last year?
Well, Jim, we had a 82% placement rate from our folks last year, and we're very grateful to the people on the advisory board who helped our students find jobs.
Well, that's great. I always like to say that if anybody wants a job in Miami, all they have to do is give me a call and give me a good idea of where they want to go and why, and I'll try to at least get them some interviews, and we've been pretty successful with doing that. So if somebody wants to change their life and change their career and do it in the real estate genre, this is something that they really need to look up. Where do they find information on the program?
They can find information at our website at realestate.ufl.edu.
Now, I know that you just completed the emerging trends in real estate, and it was a lot of the, a lot of the polling took place right about the time that Bernanke was manipulating interest rates and making them go up. And so I guess that a lot of people were a little bit uncertain as to what would be happening in real estate. But here in South Florida, it seems like the world's on fire. What's going on statewide, Tim?
Well, Jim, you know, real estate's been improving across the state for the better part of 2 years, 2.5 years now. And I think we just had a small blip there as interest rates went up about 130 basis points. But thanks to our folks at the Fed, maybe we got a little reprieve for a short time. But I think overall, the real estate market's getting much better in Florida. We have more people moving into the state. We have record tourism coming into the state. So I think things are looking up for Florida, and things are certainly doing well in South Florida.
Well, we know here in South Florida, hospitality's smoking. And I know that because we own a whole bunch of hotels. And I can only tell you that it's been just terrific. In fact, there it is right now, somebody calling me trying to sell me a hotel. And, you know, so hospitality has been great. What about the other product types? I know that multifamily has been going great guns down here. How about the rest of the state?
Yeah, multifamily is certainly the best product in the market right now. Everybody wants a piece of multifamily because of demographics. And, you know, quite frankly, if interest rates decide to keep going back up, we'll have a lot of people who wanted to buy houses who have to go into multifamily or stay there. So that will certainly continue to be a hot product. And retail has even picked up across the state as well. And certainly you know that down in Miami, retail is just on fire down there as well. I think the one piece that maybe a little bit lagging behind is office, and that really is driven from the employment sector. So until we really get some more robust job growth in the state, I think office will probably be the laggard of the three.
Well, I may wait until David Ling comes on a little bit later, but I do want to ask, what is the forecast and the outlook for, I don't want to call it job creation, I want to call it career creation, for a new direction in our public education, and I guess private too, to really focus on getting careers for people, not just these jobs that come and go, as it were?
Well, certainly we're doing all we can in the real estate group to produce fine young candidates to have careers in real estate, and I think the university is doing a great job producing students that will do great things for the state of Florida, particularly as it relates to innovation and entrepreneurship More of the knowledge economy that you and I both know is going to be coming strong to our state here in the future.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about what's going on in the growth in Gainesville, besides the fact that it's not going to be subjected to as much flooding on the coastline in the coming years. What other things are driving growth in Gainesville? You've got that great university. You've got the health system. You've got a great location in north central Florida, a regional location, if you will. It seems like Gainesville is really poised to take off from a growth standpoint just as a metropolitan area.
Well, I think Gainesville is going to take off because, as you mentioned, the university is one of the top universities in the country at taking to market the research that's done. And we have this huge project called Innovation Square happening in Gainesville. It's going to be an incubator and grower of technologies coming out of the university, which will mean tremendous things to Gainesville and certainly downtown Gainesville.
Now, Tim, there's Gainesville, there's downtown Gainesville, there's the perimeter. Gainesville's going great guns. How about some of the other cities and I'm not going to be Miami-centric here. How about some of the other non-South Florida cities in the state? What are the real estate outlook prospects look for places like Tampa, a home for back office, or Jacksonville, another home for back office, or Orlando, a place of great residential and theme parks?
Well, I think all of them are improving tremendously, and you can see that from the growth in jobs coming to each one of those cities. Certainly, Orlando is doing great because tourism, it's the most visited city in the state, and the hotel industry there is doing very well. and will continue to do very well as folks come into that area. But, you know, the surprising one to me is Jacksonville. Jacksonville has improved tremendously over the past couple years, and certainly I'm sure you'll hear more of that from Jeff Kahn when he talks about all the great projects they're doing at Hallmark in Jacksonville.
Oh, you stole my thunder. I was going to say you don't steal Jeff's thunder, so you stole mine instead. But, yeah, I read about a lot of things that are going on in Jacksonville, and Jacksonville has got a great location there, a little bit farther west than Miami, and sort of in the crick of the United States. It really isn't a big place for a hurricane, so hopefully they'll do some great things up there. But they also got some great land prices, some great labor costs. It looks to me like Jacksonville is poised to be a fabulous city that hopefully we can take advantage of the post-Panamax logistics that are going to come its way.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And they have a lot of smart leaders who are helping figure out downtown. And certainly there's a lot of activity right now on the beaches in Jacksonville as well. There's development everywhere that you look at the beaches.
Well, Tim, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to let you go line up our next speaker, and we'll be right back after this short break. What do you think?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, Tim, thanks so much for the quick overview of the emerging trends in Florida real estate and what's going on at the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies and the Nathan S. Collier Masters in Real Estate program. We'll be right back after this short break with more great information live from the University of Florida Commercial Real Estate Conference.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations.
All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I just love that Beach Boys song. That's why you want to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, everybody, did you know that only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? I didn't really realize that until I talked to a friend that came from Washington, D.C., where it's sold out all the time and you can't get a ticket. So, hey, join me on Sunday at 4 o'clock as the Dolphins kick off the season here in Miami against the Atlanta Falcons. There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate, and then enjoying the game almost amongst thousands of other passionate friends like us, and creating lifelong memory with your kids, your family, your friends, or your business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today.
Miami Marlins.
Come on and join the Marlins show.
Dive in and see your Marlins battle the Detroit Tigers on the final fireworks Friday of the season, September 27th at 7:10. Get the Sir Pizza 4-pack, all just for $60. And celebrate the third annual Star Wars night. And get a limited edition Jedi Billy Star Wars poster when purchasing the Jedi pack for only $20. Plus, stay after for the final fireworks spectacular presented by MetLife. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Right. All right, we are back. We are back with the University of Florida's Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. They've got their executive conference. The conference is closed to outside attendees, but we have a window to what they are talking about because we are exclusive with them. I was supposed to be up there, but I've got a $200 million deal I'm closing this week, and I just couldn't leave that go. So we are live. Who do we have on the phone right now from UF?
Jim, good afternoon. It's Jeff Kahn. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. It's Jeff Kahn live from Gainesville talking about Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
Jeff, what's...
Wish you were up here.
Oh, listen, I wish I was up there too. I miss all my friends. I really care deeply about all you guys. I consider you my fraternity brothers. I'll promise I'll be up there. The same deal has kept me from going to the last two events. It's kind of indicative about how long it takes to close these really big deals. But Jeff, you've been smoking hot up there in Jacksonville for a long time. Tell me what's going on with Hallmark. Those deals in downtown must be almost getting ready to pop.
Well, thank you, Jim. We have a couple of things I'm happy to say, one of which has already started. It's our first advent into a mixed-use residential deal and some retail down on the Riverside Avenue area, which is just off of downtown. We call Riverside Avenue our Brickell Avenue of Jacksonville, which may be a stretch, but the comparative has some resemblances. And We broke ground last October. We will complete it, 294 units and 18,000 feet of retail, and we will complete that early summer of 14.
Now,
so we're excited about it. There's a lot of buzz about it in the community, and we are happy to say that we're kind of spearheading some other development that now that we've gotten vertical is going to happened right next to us. Another 300-unit apartment deal is going to come out of the ground in about 3 months from Pollock Shores out of Atlanta. There's some retail that will be in front of that, reportedly, and I can't say specifically, but reportedly a Fresh Market and some other retail. So it's becoming a walkable community, a vibrant part of town. So we're excited about it.
Well, Jeff, you know, it seems to be, see, you're talking about what's going on there, and I'm reading between the lines, because when I hear mixed use is typically going to be done when land prices are starting to really go up. So that means that people are demanding things. Now, in downtown Jacksonville, that seems to be what's happening. Is that what you're seeing?
Not in the what we call the direct core.
Uh-huh.
There's not a lot. We're just off of it, and that's why I compare, call it Brickell Avenue to downtown Miami, Jim. We're just off of the core of Miami. But there is, I'm encouraged to say, an announcement of one project, a refurbishment, and again in a mixed-use nature, that I think will be happening in downtown Jacksonville. Three buildings called the Trio Buildings that have been around for about 50 years, and quite frankly, we have been vacant for about 6 or 7 years. A group has come in, put it under contract, gotten some private financing, and just last week it was announced that they've inked a deal with the Marriott Courtyard to go downtown. So
great.
That's exciting.
That is. Now, Jeff, what about what's been going out on Jack's Beach? Can you tell me a little bit about what's been happening out there in the resort areas?
Well, yes. The Jacks Beach area is generally known as Jacksonville Beach and then Neptune Beach and Atlantic Beach. And at the south end is Ponte Vedra Beach, which is what people would describe as resort and residential area.
Right.
The real action, Jim, is more in Jacksonville Beach. There are some the resurgence of housing on a zero lot line basis. About five different deals have been launched, and some of them about complete, all doing well. Prices to buy something right now at the beach, and I know you're certainly familiar with it, pretty well prohibitive anymore for that kind of development. And then there's been a moratorium for a number of years for a height limitation of 3 stories in Jacksonville Beach. 2 projects on the ocean got permitted prior to that, but right before the down cycle of 2008, both of those properties have just transferred out of banks that foreclosed on them to developers who are going to be doing some 14, and in one case, and 16-story condominium deals right on the ocean, hitting the upper price point.
And how about, Jeff, I'm just jumping around Jacksonville's MSA. Sure. I'm sorry. How about the I-95 corridor going south out of town down by all the golf course development? How's that been going?
It's coming. You're starting to describe now more what I'd call your bedroom community sector. Northern St. John's County, which is St. Augustine, just the county south of us, but the northern part of that is basically considered Jacksonville.
Sure.
And right before the down cycle, there were about 30,000 units permitted, which is a lot of units for our marketplace.
Sure.
And, of course, the down cycle hit. A number of those were partially completed, but the good thing was they got all of their permitting done. Now that's come back in a huge way. Our biggest deal down there is a project called Nocatee, 17,000 residents upon build-out, and it stayed dormant for a while. There's a Publix down there and a little bit of retail. Now, year-to-date, just an article last week, there's been 900 homes sold this year, which is about double the population that they've had. So those communities are doing well. They were positioned to take off the market turned, and they are.
How about job growth, Jeff? How's job growth in Jacksonville coming?
Job growth has improved, Jim. We peaked out at about 9.8%, and we're right now, last I checked, at about 7.3%. So it's come along nicely due to a couple of things. Some influx of a couple of companies. Deutsche Bank announced a big expansion. And some internal growth by some companies there. Everbank, another bank headquartered in Jacksonville, just moved a lot of their servicing and mortgage banking servicing and administrative types positively for downtown about 6 months ago. They moved 1,200 people into one of the buildings downtown that I believe is owned by somebody down your way, El Odd. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but
We're certainly familiar with them, and any more information than that, I wouldn't be able to say over the radio. But, yeah, we're very familiar with Jacksonville. I'm giving a bunch of loaded questions. We're doing a lot of business up there, as you well know. We're in the hospitality business. We're in the multifamily business. We're in the retail business. We invest with a whole bunch of people in those different market sectors, and we are seeing transactions up in the Jacksonville area. It is an area that it does take a special taste to try to execute in, because it is a different place than Miami. I think as you start to get north of Miami, people in Miami don't really realize how the state really starts to change as you get north of, I'll just say, PGA Boulevard, and maybe it's now even as far north as Port St. Lucie. But right about there, it just switches direction completely, and you wouldn't recognize the state of Florida north of there. And Jacksonville is really a place that is a great place for job growth, I would think, in the coming years, a great place for business. It's a very solid and stable business environment. And I guess there's even been some good medical stuff going on there, Jeff.
There has indeed. People may not know, but years ago, Jacksonville and Duval County consolidated into one municipality. It's a pro-growth, very much so. Jim, you may recall, I lived in Miami for 12 years. And it's a total different environment in many ways up here, but the availability of land is still obviously much greater. The mindset, the pro-business mindset, we don't have a lot of the hurdles that you certainly experience down your way based on your thickness of your populace.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show, giving us the lowdown on the Jacksonville and Duval County markets. Make sure you get Tim to rustle up the next real estate thought leader, and we'll be back after a short break around the corner, a little traffic, and then we'll back up in Gainesville with the Kelly Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Executive Board Retreat, insights from behind closed doors. Thanks so much, Jeff, for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break.
That's all, people!
All right, that song gets me fired up, but Sunday at 4 o'clock, I will just be absolutely on my feet rocking because only 6% of the fans of the NFL have actually been to a game. I've been to one. I'm going this weekend, and you should join me. There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate. I'll be joining Larry, Sean, Jason, and a whole bunch of guys, and then we're going to join the game among thousands of other passionate fans just like us. We're going to create lifelong memories with our kids, our family, our friends, and our other business associates. The best way to experience Dolphins football is live in person with me at Sun Life Stadium. And you know I always give you the best advice when it comes to buying Dolphin games tickets. You've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Thinking of heading out to one game, three games, or all the games this season, visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on other websites for the exact same seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your Dolphins tickets direct and save today. Join me Sunday.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, when you're looking to buy a car or even lease one, you want to make sure you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, would you spend 7 minutes on something that could add years to your life? Well, the UHealth Aware is a group of free online health screening tools offered by the University of Miami Health System that will show you risk factors for heart disease and stroke and even lifestyle changes you can make right now to reduce your risk and protect your health. These serious conditions build up over the years but can be avoided or minimized with lifestyle changes and proper medical attention. So take just a few minutes to learn more about how to protect your greatest asset, your health. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for Health Aware or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Heavy delays out of Broward County due to a crash at Griffin Road, shutting it down at 441. You can take Davy Boulevard, 595, or Sterling Road as an alternate. Also dealing with a roadblock on 441 due to that crash, northbound at Griffin Road, two lanes are closed. Stop and go traffic, 95 northbound at Commercial Boulevard due to an earlier crash. Miami-Dade, your expressway is checking in accident-free. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, they bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors. Dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. I've been up there. It's an absolutely beautiful facility. And what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications? Do they make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U.S. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for now a 10th year in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Care Cancer Center is located there, too. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just come visit these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things. Hey, these guys have even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That's right. That means if you ever have a heart attack, these guys can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. All right, and now we're back with the University of Florida's Center for Real Estate Studies. We've got Dr. David Ling on the line. Dr. Ling, what's up? All right, Dave Ling doesn't appear to be on the line. We're having a little technical issue there. So hopefully they will give us a call, and we will go back to that segment. And, you know, in the meantime, I want to remind everybody that they should join me. This is another real estate thing. We were talking about how strong the hospitality industry is down here, and it is smoking hot. Just take a look at all the rates they're charging. In the Miami hospital market, hospitality market 2013, join me at the ULI Urban Land Institute, Miami Hospitality Market 23 Overview, Cyclically High or Room for More, sponsored by DCK Worldwide, Friday, October 4th, from 8 to 10:30 a.m. at the Hampton Inn & Suites, Miami Brickell Downtown, a beautiful facility. They're going to have discount parking. Registration is available now. You can go to their website, seflorida.uli.org, or call 954-783-9504. They're going to have people from all across the country talking about the hospitality industries, investors, brokers, practitioners, operators. They'll all be there. Just make sure you register now, because this is an event that will sell out quickly. Go to the ULI Southeast Florida Caribbean website. That's seflorida.uli.org, southeastflorida.uli.org. Register for this terrific healthcare event or call 954-783-9504. And now Dave Ling is spooled up and on the phone. Dr. Ling, what's happening?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I am rocking solid. I am doing great. I am in Miami, the pinnacle and apex of the real estate industry in Florida today. How's it going in the rest of the state?
Well, Jim, you're right. Miami's great, but we're sure missing you up here in Gainesville today.
Well, I miss all my friends, too. And I do want to say is that a plug here for the UF Center for Real Estate Studies. If you're involved in the real estate industry, the folks that are on the board with me, it's just the top thought leaders from everywhere. You go up there, you become like a fraternity. Dave, just tell them all I miss them. Give them all a hug and tell them that I'll see them at the next event after I close my deal.
I will do. I will do so, Jim.
Now, what's going on up there at the center, at the program? What are some of the new initiatives? What are some of the new things you're seeing up there in higher education for the real estate industry?
Well, what we're doing today, to tell you what we're doing today, we have two main events. We have our annual conference in February in Orlando, but we have a meeting for our advisory board and our students here up in Gainesville in the fall. So today we've got about 90 board members here interacting with 30 or 40 students. A nice program for today, and a nice program lined up for tomorrow. So innovations. Innovations in real estate education or just in general, Jim?
Dave, really it's just a chance for you to tell me what's going on that's new up at the program, or some of the cutting-edge things that you're seeing in your research or teaching. This is your time to talk to the community, Dave.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Well, innovation, one of the things that U.S. is certainly elite at is distance education. And one of the things I think our school is dealing with, and other schools as well, University of Miami and all others, is kind of how to address that part-time student that isn't able to quit his or her job and come to campus full-time. So, you know, one of the things I think UF does really well is produce some of these innovative master's programs, including a master's in business administration, that allow students to kind of retain their full-time job and still get a UF degree. And I think anybody involved in these programs say that they work remarkably well. And I'm sure some of your listeners probably have experienced online education themselves and could comment on it. But I think we've been, as a faculty and as a university, we've been really pleased with our online efforts in to deliver high-quality education in that format, of course, as well as the traditional format as well. We submitted 30 students to the Masters of Science in Real Estate, and so just started here a few weeks ago. And shortly after they arrived, Jim, Mr. Becker and I took 27 down to Santiago, Chile, which was really exciting. And we had a really nice kind of immersion experience there and met lots of real estate folks in the Chilean real estate market.
Well,
there's a couple of things off the top of my head.
Okay. That sounds great. You know, online education, we have personal experience with that. My mom was one of the beta students for Kent Malone in that program, and it was terrific. It's how she got her license, and I know that online education is a bigger and bigger way for you to disseminate and reach more people. And as far as that goes, UF is a leader in distance learning, if I recall correctly. And the other thing that you mentioned about the interaction of the board members and the students, I must say, I believe that that is what sets the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies apart. And let me make it even more pointed. The Nathan S. Collier Master's in Real Estate program, very important, is the interaction the students have with real practitioners, and then those people take an interest in mentoring them and helping them get jobs. That's something that sets them apart. And let me say, not jobs, careers, starts in careers. And that's what it's about.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I'm familiar. I travel the country, familiar with what all the other programs do, whether you're talking about Wisconsin or Berkeley, some of the bigger schools and some of the smaller schools as well. And one of the things I'm most proud of is the interaction is developed with the professional community. I mean, real estate is very big. Like, people come at it from a variety of backgrounds, legal background, an appraisal background, accounting background, a variety of backgrounds. And you've got to be able to plug students into the industry. And so we feel strongly and have for years, as you know, that an integral part of our program is industry interaction. So board members serve on the board. They come to campus as a distinguished speaker in our Ring Speaker Series, come to campus and present case studies. So even though Gainesville is a little off the beaten path, especially for those of you in Miami, we work really hard to get industry professionals in the classroom with the students.
Well, Dr. Ling, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and giving us your perspective on what's going on in the marketplace at University of Florida and higher education in general. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want to
My pleasure, Jim.
Tell you, give a high five to all my buddies, and that I'll see them in, I guess it's February, at the conference.
In Orlando.
It'll be great.
See you later.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll be right back after this short break with one last segment from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, and hopefully they'll call in next to a window next time. We'll be right back after this short break. All right. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's closing day 2013 at Marlins Park. Be here for the final game of the year when the Marlins battle the Tigers at 1:10 on September 29th. All fans get a Marlins 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Fox Sports Florida. Also, it's Marlins Family Sunday. Bring the family out, get four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsis with the Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. After the game, all kids can run the bases in the Diamondback. Go to Marlins.com, get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball.
Dive right in, join the fun.
All right, my fellow Dolphin fans, you know I always give you the best advice, and when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Thinking of heading to one game, three games, or all the games this season? Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on other sites for the exact same seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your Dolphins tickets direct and save today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here in the last segment of Freed on Business. We've been getting the insight over a pretty bad cell phone line from Gainesville on what's been going on here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies annual closed-door conference for real estate executives around the state. Who we've got on the line right now?
Hey, Jim, it's Scott McLaren with Stiles.
Hey, what's happening, Big John? How you doing?
Hey, it's Scott. Scott, but good to see you there. Good to talk to you, Jim.
Scott, I'm sorry. I could barely hear. I'm sorry. Hopefully you're by a window this time. But, Scott, so what's going on? We've got Stiles. Stiles is active here in Florida and also in other markets in the Southeast, so we could almost expand regionally with you.
Well, that's great. Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. We're here having a good time talking about what's going on. But Stiles is very active in the South Florida market, in Florida for that matter, and retail and multifamily sides. Got about 1,000 units here in the pipeline that are ready to go. We've just completed 360 units. And we're up in North Carolina, where I spend most of my time, Charlotte and Raleigh, chasing retail deals, specifically focused on Publix, who's expanded into that territory. And so it's a great opportunity for us to be doing shopping centers.
Well, that sounds great. So you guys have been looking to deploy capital up and down the eastern United States. Have you seen the impact in interest rate changes? Have that caused a problem for you?
Well, no. I mean, frankly, we still think rates are very attractive. Sure, things have spiked a little bit here recently, but we've primarily been merchant builders, and we've sold a lot that we've developed, Jim. But we do have quite a bit in our portfolio right now that is constantly getting refinanced, and we watch it very closely. But I will tell you that, especially on the construction side right now, it's just very favorable rates. And we're not having any problems getting financing, which is a nice chain of events.
Well, let me ask you this. On the construction side, we've been hearing that construction costs, at least in Southeast Florida, going up. What do you see about that?
Well, we do. We see, I'll tell you, it's primarily in labor, I think. And you obviously been familiar with some of the hikes in concrete and copper and some of the other materials, but I will tell you that active again, you're seeing a lot of cranes, especially on the multifamily side, and labor is probably the biggest component.
You know, we're seeing a lot of that go on here, and, you know, with the condos ramping up now, you guys choose to do rental housing and not condos, right?
That's right. That's right. We're not in condos, though, as you probably know better than anybody, the Miami market is is not only starting to see it, I think there's some active projects underway.
Well, you know, look, I want to take some time. I want to thank you for joining us. The guys ate up all of our time on the show while, you know, with that bad phone. I wish they were using your phone the whole time, Scott.
Yeah, no problem, Jim. Thanks for having me. Now, is your segment done? There was one other gentleman here, Todd Jones, or no?
Yeah, we're done. We've run out of time. We've run out of time. You tell Todd that he has to talk to me in a special segment that we're going to have in a couple of weeks on what the next municipality in Florida is going to go BK. That's Todd specially. We're going to talk with him in a couple of weeks. You tell him to email me, and we'll try to get him on about that. But if I was going to not have one person on, it's my best friend at the whole event. Tell Todd, give him a big hug, smile, wink, and tell him we ran out of time.
You got it. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Scott. You take care.
All right, you too.
All right, that was the real estate update from the Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida. You've got executives from across the state have been meeting behind closed doors. A number of them have given us their insights, you know, that interest rates are scaring folks, that resi stays strong, retail's expanding, office is slow. These are things that they've talked about, and you can go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies website and check out their report on the emerging trends. We've got a couple minutes left. I want to bring on Tarek Maddox. Tarek, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jim, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Now, Tarek, what's going on Saturday? We've only got about a minute, so please help me out and get right to it on what we're doing on Saturday.
Saturday, we have a great event that we're involved in. It's a 5K, 3.2 miles. Me and my boot camp team, we're going to go out, and we're going to participate in this run for a great cause. It's sponsored by Miami Children's Hospital. I just want to let everybody know that you should try and participate in it once a year if you can, and just get involved out here with this big event that's going on for the kids, and we're trying to find a cure for cancer for these kids.
Exercising for a good cause is always on the top of my list, Tarek. Now, how do they get more info? I guess they can just tweet you at Tarek Maddox.
Yeah, they can tweet me at Tarek Maddox, or they can go online and Google 5K. It'll pop up, and you can learn more information about the run. If you want to donate, you just go to their website and just click the donate button.
Well, listen, Tarek, thank you so much for calling in. I look forward to seeing you after the event also. We'll be there at the event. Then we'll get together, and we'll work out to stay fit for life. And if folks want to follow what Tarek and I have been doing from a workout standpoint and a keeping me young standpoint, my God, I look so good in these photos here, man. It's unbelievable. Tarek, thank you so much for everything. So follow Tarek at Tarek Maddox, or go to his website or email him at TarekMaddox.com to work out like an NFL pro. Thank you so much, Tarek.
You guys have an awesome time. Look forward to seeing you, Jim, soon.
See you Saturday, big guy. And I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, Warren Henry Automotive, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, Publix, UHealth, and I want to thank our listeners. I want to thank our guests as well. All the people that called in from the Center for Real Estate Studies up there in Gainesville. What a great event that is. I'm sorry I'm missing them, but high five to Tim Becker, Jeff Kahn, Dave Ling, and Scott McLaren, all for joining us today and giving us their insights on the real estate industry. Again, to bring it all together, real estate is on the uptick. The Fed is trying to tamp things down. They haven't been successful yet, but they have given people pause. People are now jumping off the sidelines to lock in historically low interest rates. I want to remind everybody to please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, at Jim Fried, or at the show, at Fried on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our website gets a bunch of hits all the time. If you missed today's show, it's on our webpage within about 24 hours at www.friedonbusiness.com. Now remember, look for us next week, Thursday at 5 on 880 AM. We're also going to be replayed Monday at 10 AM. Remember, the person that wants to do something always finds a way. The other always finds an excuse. Now you all go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Look, the worst part about this